we talk a lot about the price of petrol, and the price of petrol is a bugbear for so many people. So in that respect, at a time when, you know, people are really having to watch their pennies, do you feel you are providing a pretty valuable service by offering your petrol at the cheapest rate?
I do, but it's a lot to do with loyalty to a small community, really. Chidlo is a very unique place, and the characters that are in Chidlo itself are well worth looking after, because I think there is some really good people up here, that's for sure. But I know that fuel is one of the things that people need, really one of the most, and to help in that respect is a good thing. But to start it off, it was with fundraising for a lady by the name of Jan, who actually works at the shop. That's a lot to do with it as well.
Okay, can you tell us about Jan and the reason you decided to get the community behind your fundraising drive for her?
Well, Jan is very... she doesn't like asking for help, so to speak, but she spoke to the girls at the shop and said, "I need help." So in saying that, it was totally turned on, and a lot of the community put efforts in to fundraise for her, and that's where the fuel was sort of like a give back to the community for the efforts that they did do and the generosity, which was well and above my expectations, that's for sure.
And Jan had been unwell and needed treatment, needed to pay for a pretty expensive treatment, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
So she has cancer?
It was a tumour. It was malignant, but it was a very... no one over here would touch the operation. She had to be done by a specialist, TO, which is Eastern States, so she had to fly over and do a lot of visits over there prior to even getting surgery. But it was the biggest worry. Jan, being a single mum, was the monetary side of it was a big thing that was a problem.
And Blue, how much did you raise?
Not only here, but through the whole of Jan's fundraising, which was also GoFundMe page, but it was roughly $95,000.
Wow. And that paid for the treatment?
Yeah, yep. Paid for the operations and, the plane flights for Jan. It worked out very well.
And how is Jan doing now?
She only just got news recently of it being stagnant, or it's not growing, it's gone, and it's just got to be checked on now and kept an eye on, but it's been removed anyhow.
And
Jan was pretty happy the other day.
I bet. And she's back at work?
She is, yeah. Yep. Yeah, she's doing well.
And so, Blue, my understanding is that your gift back to the community was to basically offer cheap petrol.
Yeah, I thought, well, that's not an easy one, but something that I know the community need. There's a lot of guys who've got travelling businesses that, you know, work in the other place. I know that, you know, every bit helps, I suppose. And they look after me in the shop as well, so it all is like a big rotation of generosity in a way, I think.
I'm talking with Blueinda Smith. He sells the cheapest petrol in WA after Fuel Watch crunched the numbers, and it's his gift back to the community because they helped him and one of his staff, Jan, who has been battling a tumour, raise $95,000 to help her get some life-saving surgery. So Blue's giving back to his community by offering them cheap petrol. And Blue, I reckon your accountant probably doesn't like your business strategy, am I right?
Oh, no, he's definitely saying, "You've got to stop this, you've got to stop this." But, yeah, it's one of those things. It might be the way that the big business want things done, but in small communities, I think you've got to bend rules and make them work to the way you best you want them to.